Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
I love anybody who's willing to just give out free hugs.
Do something different. Be unique.
Absolutely.
Try to make people laugh and smile.
How about a guy who goes online, gets himself a shirt that says free dad hugs, and then goes to the Pittsburgh Pride Parade and just stands there willing to give anybody. And how many hundreds of people went for it and loved it and what he learned. We've got Howie Dittman on the line. Howie, hello.
How are you?
Oh, my gosh. I love you. I think what you did was dynamite.
Howie, come up here and hug her. She needs it, man.
I need a big old squeeze.
Right.
So tell me, what was the impetus? I got to go do this. What made it happen?
Well, you know, if I back it way up, about 5 years ago, I was actually evaluating my day, and I was lying in bed thinking back about, you know, how I'd spend my day and just kind of reflecting a little bit. And I for some reason, I kind of quit looking at it the way I normally do. Which is easy to make excuses, right? Well, I was in a bad mood because of this, or I didn't do this because I was tired, you know, things like that. But instead, I started looking at things like, you know, I have a son. He was 5 at the time, and my daughter was 13. I was like, what if when they were 39, which was 5 years ago, what if they had that day? And what if my son had the day I had today? Would I be proud of him? Did he do what he needed to do to help people? Was he nice to people? You know, was he productive? You know, how did he do at work? Stuff like that. And that's just kind of carried on. You know, when you start looking at things like that, it kind of changes things a little bit.
Totally.
Kind of get rid of those excuses, right? Because it's like, well, I don't let my kids have excuses. Why do I let myself have them? So out of that, I actually formed a group called Helping Butler County. And we just basically work like 4,000 ninjas, essentially. So school nurses can call us and say, you know, hey, we have a child that doesn't have any shoes. We need a coat, or some of the local homeless agency.
Oh my gosh!
Say, you know, we have a veteran that we're housing, but he doesn't have anything. So, you know, everybody's got an extra couch or you know an end table or something that they really don't need. So all we do is connect the people that need stuff.
You connect the dots.
That have stuff. Yeah. Right. So there's so many people who want to help, and they just don't know how. So that's basically what we do. And then I met Denna, who runs the Butler County Children's Alliance for Children. She started that up on her own 5 years ago, which is its own incredible story. Just showed up with some supplies someday and said, we're going to be, you know, the center for children that are going to take care of these traumatized children in Butler County. And we became good friends. And about 8 weeks ago, I saw her RSVP to the freemomhugs.org event at Pittsburgh. And I thought, you know, if you had 100 dads and 100 moms that were faced with that situation where their child has come out to them, you know, I'm just thinking, you know, there's probably a pretty good chance that the moms are overall more accepting of that. So these dad hugs would probably be maybe even a little bit more needed. And yeah. That
so you went to the parade with this shirt on, and what happened? I mean, what happened?
Well, I was standing there talking to Denna, and I just turned around, and there's this young woman standing there with tears in her eyes. And, you know, I have a daughter that's not many years younger than her. And I mean, I don't know that look, but I know what, you know, just as a dad, you just know what the look of pain in a young person's eyes looks like. Uh-huh. And, you know, she threw her arms around me and just thanked me. And, you know, I wasn't going to let go first for sure. And, you know, we talked for a little bit afterwards, and, you know, she's since reached out to me, and we've connected on social media, and she's told me, you know, everything I wrote in the post was presumptive, right? It was just assumptions on my part of what I felt when she gave me that hug. And she actually said that, you know, what I had felt through that hug was more on target than folks she had told her full story to, as far as, you know, who did she go to for love and life advice and money advice, and just waiting for that phone call of, you know, it's heartbreaking, you know.
And then you hugged over 600 people, didn't you?
Oh, well, I stopped counting. It was kind of a joke between Ben and I. I was like, let's see how many I can get, because I'm a pretty outgoing guy. So I would go like right out in the middle of the street, and I was kind of like a salmon, like just trying to stay upstream. You know,
oh, that's classic, like a salmon. That's beautiful.
And I got to about 45 minutes left. Of course, we didn't know how much long, and I was over 700, and I was like,
that's
okay,
beautiful, man.
What did you hear? What did they say to you as you're hugging? Because, you know, you're face-to-face with some of these people,
yep,
and your bodies are in yours. You know, you're wrapped together. What did they say to you?
So some of the more powerful moments were actually from a distance, right? So you'd see somebody coming down the street in the middle of a festival. They're having the time of their lives. They're singing, they're dancing, you know, and they're waving a flag or swinging a banner or just walking down the street having a great time. And then they see you and they see your shirt, and you just see, like, to see that transition, to see that, like, oh, you know, it's like a gut punch, and you could see it. And then they would not take their eyes off me as they come towards you. People would wait in line. They would.
Oh,
you
it's
know,
fantastic.
And it's like you hug them, and some of them, don't get me wrong, there were a lot that were joyous hugs. There were fun hugs, you know, like just, hey, you know, there's a slap in the back.
But some are sad.
And they move on. And that was great. But then there's the ones that hold on a little bit longer.
Yeah.
And, you know, and they tuck in a little bit deeper, and they want those few extra moments. And you know, those are the ones that you just...
Because you're the surrogate. You know, maybe you're the dad that their dad isn't at the moment, right?
Right, right.
Hey, Howie, did you get... You've gotten a lot of publicity from this as this thing has evolved. Are you kind of flabbergasted by some of the negative stuff?
I was disappointed.
Yeah.
To be honest with you. I mean, what's interesting is, you know, at the national level,
yep,
you know, when you look at the national stuff, there's not too much of it.
Nope.
I come from I come from a really small town. I live in Carson City. We're north of Butler.
Nice.
Up in here. And, you know, very conservative small town area. And the only reason I posted it was because I'm just some guy on Facebook, and I'm like, well, maybe in this conservative small town where I understand it's likely not for everybody, but there's still going to be people that would struggle if their child comes out. And I'm a parent. And so I spoke to the parents because that's what I know, right? That's my perspective. And I thought, well, maybe if I write this, one parent around here will see it. And if they're faced with
boom,
it, they'll think twice.
And look what happened.
And yeah.
I think you're dynamite.
Yeah,
I think
it's fantastic,
I think you speak to so many people on so many different levels. And reading this, I just had to try to track you down. I know you've been on the news, but I just needed to hear your voice today. And for everybody out there who needed a hug or who might need one right now and just got it from listening to you, thanks for your time today, my friend.
No problem. Thank you so much.
Keep it on, man.
Yeah,
you have a great spirit.
Keep on. You're great.
Thanks so much.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.